This is Free Talk Live, kicking off Hour 3, your show. You take control, bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the Packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231 for all your voiceover IP needs. Packet8.net. You know, Mark, speaking of Packet 8, my roommate and I were sort of poking around looking at phone prices this afternoon, just, you know, doing our due diligence. I could have said, go with Packet 8, they're the best price. And I just wanted to make sure that that was actually the case.
Turns out they are the best price.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not just of voice over IP, but of any phone provider out there. Vonage,
I think Verizon
wants like $40 for the same thing that Packet 8 does.
It's amazing. It's just from the name recognition.
So there you go, Packet8.net. All right, so we got lots to talk about, but your calls are primary, so we go to the phones. And Rich in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Rich, what's on your mind?
I'm a podcast listener, and this is my first time calling in.
Congratulations.
And I just wanted to address something that Mark had mentioned on yesterday's show, where he equated the Libertarian Party's pledge to anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's incorrect. I think that what that equates to is a government that that steps in only when I try to hurt you or take your stuff.
Well, how does that government that steps in when you try to hurt me and take my stuff? How does that government exist and pay for itself?
Mm.
yeah, there's the traditionally through taxes.
It would through taxes, but at that point it's initiating violence upon you.
It couldn't exist
in this.
Who's to say that it can't be a voluntary organization?
Ah, but then it's no longer a government.
It's not a government if it's voluntary. I mean, you know, no more than Citibank is your government.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with voluntary organizations.
Not as far as Ian's concerned.
That's what I support, absolutely. But to say that you can have a government be voluntary is a contradiction in terms. Government, by its nature, is an organization with a monopoly on coercive force.
It governs.
Right. I see your point. Right. It's the opposite of freedom. You cannot have true liberty if government is around.
Okay.
So I like the oath myself, and I really like the way it sounds. But once it was brought to my attention, and I realized it. You know, it's an anarchist slogan.
It's not an anarchist slogan. It's a
free market
slogan.
And the Libertarian Party shouldn't be run by the anarchists either.
It's not run by the anarchists.
But if somebody disagrees with them, boy, will you hear the biggest hooping and they're pulling our legs off.
Rich, any other thoughts for us?
No, that's it. You guys are great.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So we were talking about young people last hour. We're going to talk about the male here in a moment. But we've been talking about sort of young people in schools and cheerleaders. And we hit the story about the kids in Great Britain who are taking care of babies on television. And, let's talk about the words that young people tend to use, or just people in general, actually, apparently. According to Reuters, it would be awesome if Tomcat and other combined nicknames for celebrity couples went missing in the new year, according to a Michigan University saying on Sunday its annual list of cliches deserving banishment. That's the report that they published. The Lake Superior State University's 32nd annual list of words banished from the Queen's English for misuse, overuse, and general uselessness featured such linguistic gems as Gitmo for the U.S. base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
I think that's kind of clever.
Euphemisms such as undocumented alien and such internet-infected synonyms as PWN, as in the phrase I own
pwned.
You.
Yeah. Pwned.
Yeah, I don't know how that one came about. That must have just
been a typo.
Yeah,
the P's right next to the O.
Right, it must have been somebody who was playing in a game, like a first-person shooter, and they were just typing so fast, they just hit PWN, and it somehow spun out of control into this just widely used... what do you call a word like that? I mean, it's not really even a word. It's just a...
saying? I don't know. It's a word. I mean,
I guess it is a word. It was
manufactured. Fake, weird word.
The Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan University's public relations staff culled its list of 16 cliches from 4,500 submissions, many of which demanded that something be done to stop the onslaught of the word awesome. Overused and meaningless, complained contributor Robert Braun, writing to the listmakers from Thailand. My mother was hit by a car. Awesome. I just got my college degree. Awesome. You know, Mark, I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't get out amongst the kids, but I didn't know that awesome had made a comeback.
Awesome is a word from the 80s, is from what I could tell. But
I'll use it from time to time, but I use it in the correct way. Like, you're awesome, full of awe. I feel full of awe in your presence.
That'd
That's
be awful.
What awesome means.
That'd be awful.
Awful?
Awful. You're full of awe.
I don't think so.
I think those words probably have similar roots. But either way, etymology, I think, is the right term. You know, I don't have a problem with awesome as an exclamation. I mean, cool, wow, neat, zonkers, who cares? You've got to have exclamatory words, and so that's a common exclamatory word.
I don't think awesome should be on this list unless awesome is being used inappropriately, in which case I could understand where they're coming from. But I've never heard it used that way.
Like, oh my gosh. That's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, we sort of do the like challenge whenever somebody comes on Free Talk Live and uses that word in an inappropriate way.
Too often.
I enjoy hitting them with the buzzer sound, but we haven't actually had one of those in a while. So, the list, by the way, gave short shrift to media, shorthand for celebrity duos such as Tomcat for the union of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, or Brangelina for Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. They say, how would Lardy have sounded as a nickname for long-ago comedians Laurel and Hardy? Or Bog Call for Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall? The list compilers asked. Media bashers also...
I love the idea that they're using these celebrity hookup nickname things.
Media bashers also welcomed banishment of the phrases gone missing or went missing. And with the celebrity thing, it's really just more of a reflection of the American people's obsession with celebrity, their obsession with these Hollywood personalities who so many Americans get lost in the entertainment world. They don't even have their own lives. Their personal free time is spent poring over Entertainment Weekly and People magazine and reading what Brangelina's going to do next and what Tomcat are doing this weekend and who got married in the in Tahiti. Who cares?
I would agree with you.
Americans need to get a life.
But I think that what we're talking about here with Tomcat and Brangelina or whatever these celebrity hookup nicknames are, I think what you're talking about there is you're talking about people that care about what's hip, what's going on, what's exciting, what's new, and those sort of people are going to want new exciting names.
Good terms.
So the authors are simply providing them with what they want.
True. The same goes for, they say, the gone missing phrase makes missing sound like a place you can visit, such as the Poconos, wrote the contributor from Robin Dennis. The same goes for a robbery gone bad, which raises the question of whether a theft should go well and good, the listmakers say. Similarly, reporters uncovering the immigration issue should try again after coming up with undocumented alien, which was compared to euphemistically calling a drug dealer an undocumented pharmacist. The list also decried the use in everyday speech of the internet typographical error PWN, which, as used when a game player tells his defeated opponent IPWNU instead of own you. Truthiness, popularized by comedian Stephen Colbert.
I think that's a great word. As long as you know what the definition of truthiness is, which is it's like the truth. It's covered in truthiness, although it's not.
Apparently, comedian Stephen Colbert defined it as truth unencumbered by the facts. May have been named as one of the top U.S. television buzzwords of last year in August by the Global Language Monitor. But on this list, it's overstated its welcome. The list also suggested that the partners of pregnant women might save some embarrassment by avoiding "we're pregnant" when only one of you is, said the list. As for those enticing real estate advertisements that boast of amenities, contributor Morris Conklin, writing from Portugal, noted that the ads never say the bathroom apologizes for cracked linoleum or kitchen laments pathetic placement of electrical outlets. Finally, contributor Troy Wiltsis of Fort Collins, Colorado, wanted to correct the sounds healthy comment in reference to a nutritious lunch such as a fish sandwich. If my lunch were healthy, it would still be swimming somewhere. Grilled and nestled in salad greens, it's healthful.
You know, I love those the books that you see when you go to like Staples and Office Max and those kind of places. Have you seen the Eat Shoots and Leaves with the pandas on the front?
I've not.
If you put a comma in, if you remove a comma, then the panda eats shoots with a gun and then leaves, rather than eating shoots and leaves, I
think it's great.
800-259-9231. So just some fun with language there. Your calls about anything on the way. They're going to go through your mail, and maybe Pat Robertson has a crystal ball for you in the future.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with over 160,000 posts, over 1,300 people interacting. It's a lot of fun. There's serious issues being discussed as well as fun stuff as well. freetalklive.com. Actually, If you go to bbs.freetalklive.com, that'll take you right to the bulletin board system. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Try SACL CAI. They do collection in a whole new way. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. They record every customer interaction so you can check their work. Let SACL CAI handle all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL. SACL CAI.
To the phones, to the fun. John in New York, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John.
Hi, how's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
Recently I was on the internet and I seen this video. It's called Screw Loose Change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a counter video that's attacking Loose Change's claims that 911 was an inside job. It actually explains a lot of facts that show that those buildings actually could have went down because of fire. Not just that, it explained the plane that hit the Pentagon. They're saying that if a missile had hit that plane, then how could five light poles went down? A missile is not large enough to take down those planes. And it showed extra images of what had happened that day. Like, in Loose Change, they didn't show a power generator that got hit while the plane was going down.
Yeah, there's all kinds of, the Loose Change video is all kinds of just inaccurate, just bad investigation, bad reporting, a lot of hype. And I haven't seen the video you're referring to, but I've heard a lot about it. It's supposed to be pretty good. There's also some great websites out there that outline with citations of sources, which Loose Change very rarely does during its runtime. The counterclaims, the people that are debunking Loose Change, have all kinds of sources and all kinds of information for people to dig through. And I think it's good that you brought it up, John.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, when I first saw Loose Change, I thought it was the truth. I thought that everything was factual. But after watching this the Screw Loose Change video, I'm starting to realize, yeah, there are a lot of openings. And
it makes you realize how easily manipulated we can be, right? Because I agree with you. When I saw Loose Change, I thought, wow, man, they really did a great job with that. And they did. They did a wonderful editing job, and they did a wonderful production job, but only because it led you to believe certain things that were just not backed up by evidence.
Yeah, they edited the and produced the facts.
Yep, and so essentially, let's see, oh gosh, I forget the, loosechangeguide.com was the other website. So if you enjoyed the video, you should go to loosechangeguide.com, and they just step by step, you'll probably see a lot of the same stuff there. Also, 911myths.com is another good one. So these are the debunking sites, the sites that are debunking the conspiracy theories. Does this mean that I believe that the government wasn't behind it? I don't know who was behind it. I don't know, I don't believe the government story, and I don't believe the conspiracy theorists either. And as we pointed out before, it doesn't matter who was behind 9/11. What matters is what has happened as a result, and that is that government has gotten bigger, more intrusive, more oppressive than it ever has been, and that's what we're fighting against.
Yes.
John, any other thoughts for us?
No. Thank you very much.
Thank you, man. We're glad you're out there, and thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. When I saw the Loose Change Guide and read through that, I mean, it was it had locked my attention because it was so interesting. Because I was realizing that I had been duped, and it made me feel like a sucker, and I was. And a lot of other people have been suckers who have seen Loose Change. I remember I had a friend of mine, my old roommate, came by he was visiting from California when I was down in Florida, and he said, "Oh, I've got this video you've got to see, man." And what do you think it was? Well, it was Loose Change. And he was talking about how it was made by some guys in California, and it's an underground video, and it's being distributed. He was really excited about it. You know, he thought he'd really stumbled onto something important. And, it was hard to...
And it was Loose Change.
Right, it was hard to tell him. At that point, I hadn't seen Loose Change Guide, but I knew enough that it was questionable at that point in my mind, and I just felt kind of bad for him, you know, because he was going around telling his friends about it. With me, it was okay, because I understood, you know, I understand what the conspiracy theorists are out there doing, and I feel sort of sorry for people that are sort of suckered in by their claims. But with other people who might have had more respect for him at that time, had he come and shown that video to them, if they hadn't been persuaded and convinced, they might have been persuaded to think that he was a nut job. And that makes me feel bad, because I like the guy.
I don't know, I mean, I'm not sure that the people would think that entirely. You know, I mean, people realize that it's a well-produced little film,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the people can get excited by things like this. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I just feel like you can alienate some friendships by going around showing conspiracy videos to people. That's all. I mean, maybe they're the more close-minded of your friends.
I think if you pound your friends with them, you can alienate them. Just as if you pound them with membership in the Cub Scouts or your local church, you're going to alienate them.
Good point. Good point. I got that feeling of, oh boy, is he going to ask me to sign up for a network marketing firm next? You know, I kind of got that feeling like, oh boy, oh no, he's been suckered in. That kind of feeling. Like you feel a little bit. You don't feel quite as good about your old friend as you might have beforehand. Mm. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying how I felt about it as somebody who understood what the conspiracy theory was. I don't know how somebody who would feel. I don't know how somebody would feel had they not even understood what the conspiracy theories wanted.
I had a friend. I wouldn't call them a close friend, but you know, a lady I knew at church. She proposed to me in conversation at one point that the Oklahoma bombing was some sort of government conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
I dismissed what she said as kookery, but you know it didn't make me think any.
You didn't think any less of her?
I didn't think any less of her. I mean, you know, she's got some weird theory on the Oklahoma bombing thing.
What if she'd said she wanted you to watch a video about it?
It would depend on how convenient it was for me to watch the video, but if she spends too much time on it, then I wouldn't have been interested.
Evangelical broadcaster Pat Robertson, according to the AP, said Tuesday that God has told him that a terrorist attack on the United States would cause a mass killing in late 2007. All right, Mark, let's make a note. Let's make a note for the end of 2007 to find out if a terrorist attack in the United States has caused a mass killing. Now, he says, I'm not necessarily, because, I mean, he's saying God has spoken to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, if he's Pat Robertson, he is a religious leader. People follow this man.
He's got
like the Pope of Christianity.
He's got the hotline to God.
Right. So, now, the Pope's supposedly the only person in the world who can actually talk to God, so I'd like to see Pat and the Pope go kind of one-on-one to prove who really does talk to God. I mean,
what are you going to do, ask God questions? And, you know, whoever gets the most answers right?
I don't know. I just would like to see them argue with one another as to show, like, because the Pope's going to say he's the only one who can talk to God. Mm. But then Pat's going to say, no, I talk to God, too. And I'd just like to see, you know, Pat, maybe he could prove it that he talks to God.
I'd like to see the Pope prove it.
If this mass killing happens, then maybe Pat really does talk to God. He says, though he does say, I'm not necessarily saying it's going to be nuclear. He said during his news and talk television show on the 700 Club, the Lord didn't say nuclear.
God didn't tell me nuclear.
But I do believe it will be something like that. Robertson
said... What's like nuclear?
God, I don't know.
Me either.
A big bomb.
But you have big bombs, and then you have nuclear bombs, and the difference is night and day.
Robertson, not an expert in military warfare, but...
Neither is Pat Robertson, apparently.
That's what I said. Robertson, not an expert. He said God did tell him about the impending tragedy during a recent prayer retreat. We'll get into the details here. 800-259-9231. Maybe you talk to God. You can share that with us as well. It's Free Talk Live.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and Wristies provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wristies now at wristies.com. That's Wristies, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristies.com. Once again, wristies.com.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Shelley, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N, dot...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there. Completely free. That includes the Shrine of Female Listeners, the archives, the wiki, the updates, all of it on the house at freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, Attaining Economic and Personal Freedoms in America's Freest State. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Pat Robertson, he's the religious leader and a Christian religious leader, host of the 700 Club on the Christian Broadcasting Network, got on the air apparently on Tuesday or recently and claimed that he's been talking with God. And God told him that there was going to be a terrorist attack on the United States in 2007. As he described it, it would be a mass killing. Now, God didn't tell him that it was going to be a nuclear attack. He did, though, say it would be something like that.
Mm-hmm.
God said he told him about this during, or I guess Robertson said God told him about this during a recent prayer retreat. God also said, he claims, that major cities and possibly millions of people will be affected by the attack, which should take place sometime after September. Now, he's saying, you know, he's hemming and hawing, he's hedging his bets a little bit. Maybe it'll take place sometime after September, but he's pretty much saying that in 2007, the word of God is that there's going to be a massive terrorist attack here in the United States. So, I guess if there's not a massive terrorist attack by the end of 2007, we've proven that Pat Robertson either can't talk to God, or there's something wrong with the connection. Maybe it's a little hissy, a little bit of static on the line at the time when they're having their little chats. He suggested in January...
I don't know why he does this stuff.
I guess his flock eat it up, don't you think?
I would guess that his screws have come loose.
Well, he's still on television. He's still in charge of the Christian Broadcasting Network, and he probably still has people watching him eating up this information. Can you imagine the Christians that watch this guy sitting there saying, Reverend Pat, oh, we're packing our supplies right now. We're ready, Reverend Pat. You tell us what to do. We'll do anything you say. I mean, can you imagine somebody listening to this man and thinking he's got a head on his shoulders, thinking that he's conscience, that he's sane?
No.
Well, there are people that think that. Otherwise, he wouldn't be as popular as he is. Robertson suggested in January of 2006 that God punished then-Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon with a stroke for ceding Israel-controlled land to the Palestinians. The broadcaster predicted in January of 2004 that President Bush would easily win re-election. Bush won 51% of the vote that fall, beating Democratic Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts. Would that be easily winning? Could be argued. In 2005, Robertson predicted that Bush would have victory after victory in his second term. He said Social Security reform proposals would be approved, and Bush would nominate conservative judges to federal courts. Lawmakers confirmed Bush's 2005 nominations of John Roberts and Samuel Alito to the Supreme Court, but the president's Social Security initiative was stalled. I guess God wasn't too in touch with that one. All that predestination stuff, maybe it's not for real after all. He says, I have a relatively good track record, he says. Sometimes I miss. He is a psychic. He's the nation's most vaunted psychic at this point, Pat Robertson. In May, Robertson said God told him that storms and possibly a tsunami were to crash into America's coastline in 2006. Now, even though the U.S. was not hit with the tsunami, Robertson on Tuesday cited last spring's heavy rains and flooding in New England as partly fulfilling the prediction.
He is a psychic. There's going to be flooding everywhere. Somewhere in America, there's going to be flooding.
This is what a psychic will do. A psychic who makes a prediction, and it's very rare. Like the professional psychics will not make as dramatic or time sensitive predictions as Pat is. So he really needs to take a few classes on how to be a psychic effectively, because if you make more specific predictions, then when those predictions don't come true, it's easier to hold your feet to the flame. So in this case, what psychics try to do is they'll try to worm their way out by finding something that they can sort of, you know, shove a square peg into a circle hole, basically. And he said,
there was no tsunami, but the heavy flooding, that was it. That's what God meant.
Yeah.
Such classic behavior on the part of a scam artist.
Tripe.
A bunko man. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. Maybe you've got predictions. Maybe you've been talking to Jesus. Let's go to Al in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark on the Amplifier line. Hey, Al.
Yeah, I understand that the trans fatty acid or trans fatty ban in New York has taken effect.
Yeah.
As
of the first of the year, it sounds like it's about right, yeah.
I just want the good people of New York to know not to worry, that me and the boys here in Chicago have plenty of stills brewing up, lots of trans fatty stuff to ship to them. Later on this year, they're going to have plenty of trans fats to eat in New York.
See, this is what happens when you outlaw something. The mob gets involved.
It's true.
Listen to him.
Yeah, we'll ship the trans fats to you, and if you don't pay, me and the boys from Chicago will break your legs.
And we'll give you a concrete burial.
We got the trucks are all lined up. They're ready to deliver the stuff. Just waiting for the demand to really hit.
Yeah. Well, when that ban hits, you'll be rolling in some dough there, Al.
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, but the thing is that the people of New York, they're going to want their trans fats.
Sure they are.
And we're happy to supply them.
Of course you are. And just as you're happy to supply cigarettes under the market price, as you're happy to supply anything that the government passes a law against. Really, you know, you wonder sometimes if the mafia is actually directly connected with the politicians and that they help lobby for these laws. Like when a politician comes up with some idea, you're saying, shh, be quiet, don't let them in on the...
Don't give it away.
It's okay, Al. No one listens to Free Talk Live, so nobody will get any ideas. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We got the mob amplifying Free Talk Live.
We know as well as I do that Rush, that we constantly scoop Rush. I believe that Rush Limbaugh listens to this show for show prep.
We did scoop him on, I was listening to him for a little while the other day. What did we scoop him on? It was the story... about...
We scoop him all the time.
Yeah, we have scooped him.
We're on earlier. We're on, we're at sort of the beginning of the news day, as it were.
Yeah.
So...
800-259-9231. So there you go. One of the mobsters in Illinois listening to Free Talk Live, amplifying the show. Hey, I'll take it where I can get it.
Yeah.
I don't complain. I don't care where you got your money from, as long as you send it to me. All right. Let's see. Hey, Mark, you got something about the government going through people's mail. What's happening there?
Not only are they, going through people's mail, but they're claiming that nothing's changed. Hey, nothing's new here. AP, Washington, a signing statement attached to postal legislation by President Bush last month may have opened the way for the government to open mail without a warrant. The White House denies any change in policy. The law requires government agents to get warrants to open first-class letters. But when he signed the Postal Reform Act, Bush added a statement saying that his administration would construe that provision in a manner of consistent to the maximum extent permissible with the need to conduct searches.
I'm glossing over. What?
with the need to conduct searches in exigent circumstances. Meaning that, if we've got to go through your mail, we will.
Okay.
If we feel like it, we will.
It's an exigent circumstance.
Yeah. The signing statement raises serious questions as to whether he is authorizing the opening of mail contrary to the Constitution and to laws enacted by Congress, said Ann Beeson, an attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union. What is the purpose of the signing statement if that isn't it? She said that the group is planning to file a request for information on how this exemption will be used and also asking whether it has already been used to open mail. White House Press Secretary Tony Snow said, "There's nothing new with the signing statement." In his daily briefing, Snow said, "All this is saying is that there are provisions at law for, in exigent circumstances, for inspections. It's been thus. This is not a change in law, and this is not new."
Have you ever gotten any mail that has been opened? Like, blatantly torn open? Like, not something that could have happened just by it falling out of the truck or something like that. Like, something that was absolutely open. Have you? I have. 800-259-9231. It's kind of spooky when it happens. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-889-2994. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only a moment remain in this program. Just enough time for your phone call at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You know all the features there are totally free. And we're voluntarily asking you to step up and support the show. It's up to you. All the features are on the house, so this is above and beyond what you get on the website. We're just asking for your support at amp.freetalklive.com, and so far over 300 of our listeners have stepped up and provided it for as little as $3 a month. Now, what happens is you send in the $3 a month, and it's automatically deducted either from your PayPal account or your any major credit card, so it's easy. You don't even have to think about it once you're done with it. Automatically deducted, sent to us, and we turn it around into promoting, advertising, and marketing Free Talk Live, thereby getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country. And we're going to have a major station to announce officially soon, which I'm looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting us on more stations. It's getting more internet listeners on board. And the cumulative result is that more people, more new people, are going to find the message of freedom and liberty. And that's going to be a good thing.
I would agree.
All right. So amp.freetalklive.com to learn more and get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the mail. And there's a story that you're sharing with us, Mark, that the Postal Service, apparently there was some signing statement that the president did recently that essentially, what did the signing statement do exactly? And please don't read the legalese again.
Essentially allowed, The president made a signing statement that said, normally we would need a search warrant, but under exigent circumstances, we can search mail without one.
And then the post office stepped in and said, hey, this is nothing. This is not news. Going on forever, right?
Tony Snow, the White House press secretary, was saying all that. Oh, please, ladies and gentlemen, please ignore the man behind the mirror.
Tony Spin.
Yes, absolutely doing it. So Postal Vice President Tom Day added, it's been the long-standing practice. First-class mail is protected from unreasonable search and seizure when in postal custody. Nothing.
Right. If we have a reason, then we'll do it.
Right. Nothing in Postal Accountability or Enhancement Act changes this protection. The president is not exerting any new authority. Schumer critical of the action. However, Senator Charles E. Schumer, Democrat in New York, criticized Bush's exact. Every American who wants foolproof protection against terrorism, but history has shown that it can and should be done within the confines of the Constitution. This last-minute, irregular, unauthorized reinterpretation of a duly passed law is the exact type of maneuver that voters so resoundingly rejected in November. So, I don't know. It seems to me that when the president can just add these signing statements, he's writing law.
Yes, he is.
And that is...
Or exempting himself from law.
It's unconstitutional, period.
Oh, psh, whatever. Who cares about that old thing anyway, right?
The president either signs into law or doesn't sign into law the legislation that passes through the House and the Senate.
Not anymore.
He gets to add things. Otherwise, he's a king. He's part of the executive branch. He's not part of the legislative branch.
He is the government, Mark.
He really is America. It would appear. I mean, if he can just say, I can look through your mail if I want to, or disdain that my little minions can do it, then he's king.
Yeah, and not only is he
might be elected king for 4 years, but he still seems to have unlimited
powers of a dictator. And not only is he doing these things, but he's doing them with the tacit consent and approval of the other branches of government, because nobody is stepping in and saying, Hey, Mr. President, this isn't something you can do. The Constitution is the set of rules that you must run your office by, and there's nothing in there about signing statements, and you can't do this, and we're going to impeach you, or we're going to throw you out of office, or whatever. Nothing is being done. They just all say, okay.
You know, they'll impeach. they would impeach Clinton over
blowjob.
Yeah, in the White House. Yeah. But this is actually what they're not supposed to be doing. I could care less about, the former, the latter, whatever.
The former, the DJ.
I could care less about that. I'm much more concerned with the president using his powers to make laws.
Yeah, but apparently no one else is very concerned.
Apparently not.
There are a few news reports about it. Some American people are getting outraged, but apparently they aren't involved with the government. They're all protecting one another is what's going on. Mm-hmm. They're protecting one another, scratching each other's backs, as they've always done. Now, I was talking about mail being opened up, because that's what this is all about, just breaking into your mail. And I've had it happen to me. It hasn't happened since I moved up to New Hampshire, but it did happen down in Florida a few times. Not a bunch of times, but a few times where it was obvious that the mail had been opened. Like, somebody in the Postal Service had just decided to open up one of my packages and rummage through it and then deliver it. And there's nothing I could do about it, Mark. I couldn't call up the post. Well, first of all, I know that if I'd wanted to do something about it, nothing would have ended up happening.
Right.
There was some sort of issue my girlfriend had at one time with the postal service where she tried to get some make goods from them.
Yeah.
And she spent hours on the phone with them just
bouncing from bureaucrat to bureaucrat.
And then they gave her like $20 in free stamps to make good. And I don't have that sort of time, nor does that really what's going to make me happy. Look, you're breaking into my mail. And there's no way to determine who the postal bureaucrat was that did it. Even if I was to call them up and say, hey, I got this priority mail package, and it's been opened. They would say, well, we're sorry, sir. There's nothing we can do about that.
Right, there's just nothing they can do.
Right, and then they'd pass me around from bureaucrat to bureaucrat. There's no way to tell who it was, because there's no tracking on these packages. There's no way to know who was handling these packages. It's not like UPS or FedEx, where you can go in and if there's a problem with the delivery on a package, they'll give you a refund. They'll do what it takes to make you happy. Do what it takes to keep your business.
Something, but the post office doesn't care because they know they're a government sponsored monopoly.
Right.
They are the only ones that can deliver mail, first class mail, underneath. A dollar.
And how dare I even complain, right, Mark? I mean, don't you want to keep the country safe from terrorism? Why are you complaining about them opening select packages? I should feel good about that. I could have been transporting terrible chemical weapons through the mail.
But
I could have been transporting cash for money laundering purposes.
But Postal Vice President Tom Day says it's been longstanding practice that first-class mail is protected from unreasonable search and seizure when in postal custody.
Right, well, apparently it's reasonable when it's in postal custody.
It's reasonable for them to do whatever the hell they want because there are rulers.
They're immune from consequences. Not only are they the rulers, but it doesn't matter. Anybody in the line can open your package and say, oh, it came to me like that. Mm-hmm. It's why it's open.
Yeah.
You can't track it back. 800-259-9231 to the email box quickly here from Benjamin. He says, hey, this is Mr. Ollie. I'm 17 from Chicago and had a quick couple of questions for you guys. I started listening to your show in April and continue listening to the podcast on the way to and from school on the train. I noticed something disturbing while having a discussion in my philosophy class. We got into a discussion of politics, and everyone was bragging about who they voted for, since a lot of my classmates are 18. Everyone voted Democratic. My teacher asked them why they had voted for that particular party, and here's the sickening part. They all voted for Democrats because their parents, teachers, and other friends also voted Democrat.
Yeah, I would say that that's largely what kids do.
They have absolutely no idea what the Democratic Party stands for, yet they vote blindly for them. And I think this is a major issue, says Benjamin, due to the fact that it seems that the vast majority of 18-year-olds go to vote just because it's their first time. Here's an even sicker part.
No, I wouldn't say the numbers bear that out, by the way, Benjamin. The numbers bear out that the 18-year-olds don't go to vote at all. I mean, not much.
Right. I think he's talking about the ones that do go vote.
The ones that do go vote probably you're probably right, Benjamin. The ones that do vote are vastly uninformed.
Here's an even sicker part, says Ben. Our teacher gave people extra credit for voting. Sure, it helps out their grade, but it is wrong to just blindly vote. What do you guys think? Well, I agree, of course.
I do too. I think that please, if you don't know what you're doing, don't go.
I would hope, and he doesn't mention it here, but I would hope that Benjamin spoke up during that conversation and pointed out that even though he's 17 and didn't have the opportunity to vote, that he would not have voted Republican or Democrat because unless, of course, it was some principled individual running under the Republican-Democrat candidacies, which they are doing here in New Hampshire, but nowhere else, really. I suppose it's possible elsewhere, but very unlikely. Most of these people are just power-hungry sickos who want to control the government and set a bunch of rules and mold society in the way they deem appropriate. He says, I just wanted to state and wanted to thank you guys for opening my mind and helping me be less ignorant than some of my classmates. When I'm 18, I'll be sure to vote Libertarian. By the way, I already hooked two people onto the show. You guys do a fantastic job at explaining the issues.
Thanks,
Ben. I really appreciate that.
You know, I think that I think he's right. I think a lot of kids just go and vote because and vote for whomever it is that they respect, whether it's their parents or whether it's some older friend or something like that says that they should. They don't really know the issues. They don't know the candidates. They don't know really much of anything. And is it good for them to know how to vote? Yes. But I don't know. Maybe let's give them a practice form.
Yeah, those
and
are
not
the,
turn it in.
Right. Those are the people that were the founding fathers didn't want voting.
As a matter of fact, they didn't allow 18-year-olds to vote.
They didn't want uninformed individuals going to the polls.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have uninformed people going to the polls, voting for, well, of course, it's really the choices that we have that are the problem, Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Well, unfortunately, the founding fathers also ruined their credibility when they didn't let people who weren't white vote.
That's true. All right, we're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.